Today, this message is called, How is Your Trust Level? We're going to be talking about trust today. We're going to be talking about our trust in God.
It's time for another Holy Ghost-inspired message from God's Word, recorded live at Living Water Church in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Now, here's Pastor Jerry.
Good morning, Lord, again. It's been good to be in your presence. We thank you so much for just the communion time already. We thank you for the time of worship and song. And now I'm going to ask, Lord, that you would just talk to us through your word and that we would get it. And it wouldn't just be something that we hear today, but it would challenge us to leave this place a different person. And we give you praise in Jesus' name, God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Well, I have a message that the Lord laid upon my heart. And again, I'm excited to bring that because it's God's heart towards us. And this year, we've been learning a lot of things about what God is desiring us to be. You know, we started out by God talking about humility and humbling ourselves before the Lord. And then speaking of other things and how our attitude should be towards the poor and what God has blessed us to be able to do. Just by way of chance, how many of you have kind of changed your attitude about giving in some aspects instead of saying, oh my goodness, I have to give. Lord, I thank you that I can give. Yeah, that changes everything in our attitude in helping others. Amen? Today, though, I want to talk about an issue that apparently is on God's heart. And would you go with me to the book of Proverbs? And again, this will be a scripture that we have covered and many of you know by heart. But I want to go over this again, Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to read what Solomon is saying to his son, or what God is saying to us as sons and daughters. Verse 1 says, my son, don't forget the law, my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they shall add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them, put them around your neck, write them on the table of your heart. So you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Get away from evil, he says. For it will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty and your presses will burst out with new wine. Lord, thank you for that word that you have given to us today. Now we can all go home. Somebody say amen, right? Just one. Too bad. That's not going to happen because we have more to come. The key verse, of course, that I want to key in on is verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding. How many of you have heard that before somewhere? Okay? Almost anybody that's been around church at any point, at any time, has heard that. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Today, this message is called, How is Your Trust Level? We're going to be talking about trust today. We're going to be talking about our trust in God. And it's interesting when we go over and we talk about the word trust. Can anybody take a guess how many times that God refers to in his whole word about trusting him? Anybody take a guess? I don't know is not a guess, okay? Well, you're a little high.
500.
You're a little high still, but good guesses. Come down a little bit. Can I hear 50? No, listen. The Scripture actually gives in the Old Testament over 150 times in the Old Testament about a referral to trusting God. God saying, trust me. Okay? And in the New Testament, there's over 30 references about trusting God. So how many of you would say that with over 180 times in the Word of God that this is something important to God? We know that out of the mouths of two or three, something is important if God says it. But 180 times plus, it is important that people understand that we, God's children, understand this business of trust and what it actually means. So the word that's used here is batok in the Hebrew, and it means to flee for protection. That's the primary, to flee for protection, to be confident or sure in, and to have hope in. So, when we say we are going to trust in the Lord, that means that we are going to flee into Him for protection. Now, some of you may recall some of those things. The Lord is our shield, and He is our fortress, a mighty high tower, and all those things that the Psalms talk about, well, all of those things have to do with a protection for us as the people of God, the children of God. So, how many of you, if I was to ask you, would you like to be protected from Satan and all of his demonic armies? Or would you just say, go ahead, give me your best shot, devil? Well, that's stupid. That's stupid if you have that kind of attitude, because all of us want some protection. And so when we trust in the Lord, we're actually running into His pavilion. Okay? We're running into that protection of the Almighty God. So this is why He says, trust in me. Be confident. Be sure. Know that your hope is secure when you run into me. And it's amazing, you know, I look at the little ones, like little Jack's over here, and we just went to pick him up on Friday afternoon, and when we got there, of course, he saw us pulling up, and the first thing he did was run behind his mom's legs and hold on. Because mommy's protection. Don't let them take me, right? Of course, now he's been with us for a couple days, and he gets between you and I, he's going to run behind me and say, protect me. You see, that's trust. That is confidence. And, you know, I began to think about this, just trusting in the Lord and where this sermon actually came from. Based upon little ones and going back to our couple grandkids and now him, how many of you know that kids fall asleep sometimes? How many adults fall asleep? None of you better be sleeping right now, okay? But kids will be in their car seat, and you're driving along, and all of a sudden you look back in the mirror and they're like, out, right? And they're out. Now you get home and you pick them up. They're still out to the world. And I can remember doing this with the boys when they were like 12 sometimes. And they just fall asleep. And Laura would say, can you take him upstairs? I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. But the thing about it is, their trust, really there's a trust there, and they fall asleep, and arms pick them up and take them to a bed or a couch or someplace, And you see, this is what God is doing for us. We're His children. And when we trust in Him, sometimes even when we're not aware, we're out to the world for everything, God is picking us up and He's carrying us. And He's got us in His arms. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? This trust. And God is asking us to trust in Him. Now, in these verses that I just read, out of Proverbs chapter 3, we covered several things, at least five reasons that we can trust God. So if you're writing them down, there will be five things in here that are things that we get from trusting God. Number one, God gives us length of days. Look at verse 2. Length of days, long life, and peace will be given to us when we trust God. How many of us think that peace is important? Yeah, this is where you can know and not have to be worried about everything in the world that is going on around you. Everything that you can lay your head down and listen. If you're a believer that is fretting about everything around you, you need some peace. And I will tell you this, that if you are a worry wart, you worry about everything. Well, I worry about this. I worry this might happen. I worry that must happen. I worry that, 10 years from now, this is going to happen. Where's the trust? Because those that trust in the Lord will have this guarantee of peace. Of peace. You see, it doesn't matter what will come my way because I am assured that He has me in the palm of His hand and there is nothing that can affect me without Him allowing it to take place. That's peace. And I can lay my head down and not worry someone's coming after me. Not worry about, oh man, I gotta keep my guard because the devil might get a hold of me. The devil's not gonna get a hold of the child of God that has peace. Amen? Amen. Trusting in God. Now, how many of you would like length of days? Now, I've heard some people say, nah, I wanna go be with the Lord, It's okay. I'd like to have 100 years. And some people say, why? I don't know why. Maybe just to say, I remember 100 years ago. But if the Lord gives me 100 years, that's a lot more years to preach the gospel and to teach the people of God the things of God. Now, I told Rick, though, that he has to stay around, okay? Length of days, long life, and peace will be given. How about this? Number two, God will give you favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. That's verse 4. Favor. Laura's not the only one that can get this, okay? The favor of God will be given to every believer that trusts and runs right into that tower of protection. It'll be there. Good. How about this one? Good understanding in sight of God and man. I believe that when believers trust God with all of their heart and all of their understanding, they trust God, that God gives understanding. He gives you understanding that you're like, where did that come from? How did I know that? How did that come to me? Has anybody ever experienced that before? A couple of you? It's like, how did that happen? How did I get that? That is because of the trust that you have in God. He will give you good understanding of God and His Word. He will give you good understanding of other things that you do in life. Your jobs. He will give you favor within your jobs. He will give you favor and lift you into places that you couldn't have gone yourself because of the trust that you have in God. Number three, He will direct your paths. Verse 6, again, for all the worry words here, when you trust God, you don't have to be concerned about this. Here's what I hear. And so many times people go, you know, I don't know. Pastor, I don't know. Should I go this direction? You know, if I go this and this will happen. If I go this over here, this will happen. You know, maybe I should go here. Maybe I go here. Is this God's will for me to go here? Is it? How many of you know you can get yourself so confused doing that? See, because we're all trying to be spiritual. Did I hear God? Oh, God, is that you? Is that your direction that you have for me to go? This Bible tells me that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. When I trust God, God is ordering my path. And some of us say, yeah, but, you know, I shouldn't have gone down this direction, or I shouldn't have done that. Listen to me. God had a purpose for you going down that direction. We might think it was a wrong thing, but God says, I'm going to take it and I'm going to use it for my glory. There are so many things that I have done that I initially told, and Laura can testify this, I said, I wish I'd never done that. That was a mistake doing that. But later on, I find out that there was somebody that I came in contact with back in those days that now comes back around and God uses me in their lives because I met them back there. So don't ever think that, man, well, God doesn't know what He's doing, because He does. He will direct your life's journeys. I believe it with all of my heart because that's what God says. Amen? The next one I really like too, He will give health to your navel. Some of you are going, great. What are we talking about, a navel orange here or what? You know. No. Okay, a lot of times people miss this, they don't understand this. Health to your navel. The actual word there, navel, means umbilical cord. Okay? Now, that's not just saying God is going to give you health when you are a baby and you're being born, but then, oh, your umbilical cord gets cut and no longer you get the favor of God. No, that's not what we're talking about. He's talking about, in the Jewish terms, the umbilical port, your navel, is a port of entry where the God can do great things in your life, okay? It's a feeding in sense, that God can do great things. And that's the way the Jewish people saw that. And so when health is brought to your navel, that means that God is giving you good sustenance. God will do that as you trust Him. He will continue to give you good sustenance. And He will also give good marrow to your bones. The word there means refreshment to your bones. I believe that God can do that spiritually and physically as we trust Him. Amen? Amen? It is very important that we understand and get a hold of that, that He will bring health to us. He will bring refreshment to us. And then number five, our barns are filled with plenty. How many of you like that one? Your barns are filled with plenty and your wine press is bursting with new wine when we honor God with our substance and with our first fruits. Now let me just break that down to you, because this is not a sermon about giving, but I will tell you this. Trusting in the Lord means that you're giving your wallet to Him as well, and your substance to Him. So many times people say, I trust the Lord, but my wallet is mine. It's like little Jack's. Everything right now that he gets his hands on, he says, mine. So, let me ask you something. Is it yours? It's not yours. God says this, when I trust in Him, all that I have is His. My substance is His. So whatever I have is at His disposal to be used for whatever His desire is. Whether that's a home, whether that's a car, whether that's your finances, whether it's your time, your energy, all that is His to be given to God, and He will bless it. He will fill your barns with plenty when you trust Him. So now, going back to how is your trust level? Checking our level of confidence in God. And I wrote down several things, actually three things here, as far as levels. And I'm basically going to be speaking about believers here, okay? Those that have made Christ their Lord and Savior. And what I wrote is level one here is some only trust God for their salvation. All I want to trust God for is my salvation. I just want to know that I'm going to heaven. Everything else, meh. I just want to know I'm going to heaven. But for everyday issues, I can take care of them on my own. Jump over with me to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 12. And I'm going to read the entire chapter here. It's only six verses, okay? Some of you got real worried there. I could see your faces. And in that day, you shall say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you shall say, Praise the Lord. Call upon His name, declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the middle of you. So, this level of trust means I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. I want to give my life to Him because I want to go to heaven. So I might say, thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. But for everything else, I can handle it. That's a level one of trust in God. Level two. I trust God for some things that I deal with in this life. But how many of you have heard this one? Here's the quote. You ready? But you know, the Bible says God helps those who help themselves. So it's up to me to help myself. Is there anybody ever read that scripture before? God helps those who help themselves. Well, I'm going to put it in the words of Jax again. No, no, no. You will not find a scripture that says God helps those who help themselves. As a matter of fact, it's just totally opposite of that, isn't it? God doesn't say that anywhere. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite in the scriptures. So, for those that are in this level, I trust God for my salvation, but hey, everything else, you know, there's some other things. Maybe, going to that list there. God's going to give me His favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I'll take that one. But the other things, you know, God expects me to help myself in those. Now we're going to see what God's really saying. The book of Jeremiah. Some of you say, oh no, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. And I want you to look at this. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Does that sound like God helps those who help themselves? And maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he will be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he will be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out her roots by the river, and not see when the heat comes, and her leaf will be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So my question is, which one's better? Trusting in God or trusting in yourself? You want to trust in yourself? Do you? Because it appears to me from that scripture, cursed is the man that does that. That's all I need to see. So this whole business of, well, God expects me to do something on my own. He doesn't have to do everything for me. Well, we just learned earlier this year that what does God look for us? A humble and contrite spirit. One that looks to God for everything that we need in this life. Now, that's contrary to what the world tells us, right? The world says you got to go out and get it. You want it, you got to go get it. But that's not the way God thinks. Okay? Of course, we know over there in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, when talking to the Laodicean church, those people said, hey, I don't need anything. I've got everything that I need. I've got riches. I've got wealth. I've got everything. And that's where we're at many times with the church today. We're so comfortable with the things that God has given to us, that we have been blessed with, that we forget about that our trust needs to be in God. Now we come to level 3, and this is the last one that I got here. That is complete and total trust in God. Complete and total trust in God. Realizing that we have a total dependency upon Him and a total surrendering of our own will. Trusting, running into Him for every single thing and every single need in our lives. Now, some people say, yeah, but wait a minute, you know, am I supposed to ask God, you know, shall I go brush my teeth? No, that's not what we're talking about here. Those are things that we do on a regular basis. But I'm talking about trusting in the Lord for decisions that need to be made, wisdom that needs to be gotten, trusting in God that He is moving on our behalf and we are tuning in to what the Holy Spirit is saying in our lives. A total dependency on Him. I think David sums it all up in the book of Psalms, chapter 25. And again, in this psalm, we could read, and I don't know, we may read all of them. Unto You, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in You. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies triumph over me. Lead me, verse 5, in Your truth, and teach me. For You are the God of my salvation. On You do I wait all day long. How much did David wait upon the Lord? All day long. All day long. Trusting in Him. And some people that hear this, they say, well, those Christians are just weak. They're just weak. They can't make any decisions on their own. They're just weak, depending on God for everything. If somebody says that about me, I'm going to say, well, you're right. On one of those aspects, I am not weak. I am meek. But I am depending on God for all things in my life. Let the weak say, I am what? Strong. I am strong in the power of Almighty God. Paula. My trust must be in Him. And I will say this, that we need to strive to live in that level 3. Complete trust in Him. Where we're not worrying about things to happen. Things to come. What might happen? What this? What that? What ba ba ba? But my trust is in Him. I have complete confidence that He's taking care of things. And it's an awesome place to be in. Some of us struggle with our trust. And we have trust issues maybe because of what we've grown up with or what, you know, what we've dealt with. But God is asking us to go beyond that and say, leave that behind because I am trustworthy. He is trustworthy. He says, I am not a man that I should lie. What I say, I do. And the promises that I make, I keep. You see, sometimes a lot of us have been raised with promises that have never been kept. And so the trust is not there, but God says, prove me. See if I won't be trustworthy. I am trustworthy, God says. 180 times He says, trust me. And if He can say that many times, can He do it? He will take care of it. See, trust God in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Don't lean on your own understanding. God is trying, I think, desperately to get us into this place of complete and total trust and surrender to Him. And don't let the devil or anybody else tell you, yeah, but then you're just weak. No, because you become strong when you do that. You know, if you trust in yourself, it's not going to go well. How many have been there before? How many of you want to raise 2 hands? Yeah. Doesn't go well. One last scripture. Isaiah chapter 31. Verse 1, woe! Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. And in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they don't look to the Holy One of Israel, neither do they seek the Lord. Anytime you see the word woe, ask Rhonda about it. Okay? She knows that that's not a good word. It's a bad word. When you see that in the Scriptures, woe! Tori, don't go there when it says woe, right? Don't trust in these things that appear that they will help you. Our trust needs to be in the Lord. Our trust cannot be in our bank accounts. I don't care how much you got in there. Because today it might be there and tomorrow it may be gone. So many trust in that bank account. But our trust must be in God. And the Lord's been really working on us to bring us to that place. So I want us to just take a moment here as we close. I'm just going to ask you, where's your trust level in God? And can it be better? And can you offer so many more things to the Lord for Him and give them to Him and let Him take them? Father, right now, I just ask that You would just be with each one of us as we contemplate the question, where is our trust in You? And Lord, we're going to ask that You forgive us. Because oftentimes we try to do it on our own, God. And we forget to ask You. We forget to let You take charge. So I'm asking You forgive us for that, Lord, and help us. Help our trust to be fully surrendered to You. And Lord, if there's someone, anyone that will hear this message and does not know You, or their trust has been very, very low in You, that, Lord, You begin to show them that You're trustworthy. And I thank You for that. And Lord, for every season of life that we are in right now, I'm asking that You would just envelop us and let our trust rise, that You've got it, Lord. You've got everything under control. In the name of Jesus, God's people say, amen, and amen, and amen.
We thank you for listening to today's message and pray that the Holy Spirit touched your heart. If you would like to support this ministry, please send your donation to Living Water Church, 1000 Hall Valley Drive, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. Living Water Church is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible.